Continuing on with our locker room chats here on KMZA, Kansaland Radio, getting you set for week three of the high school football season. We now head back to the TBL. Saxville football coach Eric Detweiler joining us, his team off a big win over Blue Valley on Friday night in week two, 68-6 to improve to 2-0 on the season. Coach, when you look at that ball game, obviously Blue Valley, a team kind of in the rebuilding stages, but what were the big positives that you took away from that victory?
Well, you know, I thought our kids come out and played with intensity, you know, for the second week in a row, and I told them no letdowns. You got to take every game, every game just a week at a time, and make sure you get better every day in practice, and every game, you know, that we play on Friday night. And I thought maybe some of our kids did a pretty good job of that. We had a few kids step up and make some great plays for us on the offense and defensive side of the ball, but. We still have room for improvements where, you know, we give up a touchdown on a kickoff return for the second week in a row. And we need to definitely fix that. And some things defensively, I thought we were out of alignment there as well. But, you know, good things, you know, I thought our line blocked exceptionally well. We offense and defense, we had 5 sacks on the defensive side of the ball. So anytime you get that, that's pretty good stats to have on that side of the ball. And offensively, you know, we moved the ball fairly well as well. And in fact, I think we only had the ball for 5 or 6 minutes total in that game offensively. So, you know, we kind of scored in a few plays. And all in all, it was a great game.
Definitely, you could talk about, you know, both the interior line as being obviously a huge reason for the success offensively and defensively. Isaac Detweiler threw for a 173, 4 scores. But, you know, I want to talk about Brandon Schmelsley for a second. You know, 139 receiving yards. He had 6 total touchdowns. Defensively, he had a couple of interceptions as well. You know, talk about him and his progression and what you've seen from him early on.
Yeah, Brandon's playing pretty well right now. You know, he's a freshman that comes in and he's got quickness and he's kind of got the stature being close to 6 foot. But, you know, honestly, it was a little raw coming in this year, but I think his technique and fundamentals are starting to come around, I think it's starting to show a little bit. He's got some, you know, gifted, you know, agility, speed, type of things that makes him kind of an exceptional player for us that you kind of get him out into space and he can make some guys miss and that's just some things that you just can't teach. So he's doing a good job. He's learning the offense and the defense, you know, every week, getting a little bit better. And his technique is getting a little bit better on both sides of the ball. And it's starting to show for him.
They say, again, the biggest improvements you're going to see is week one to week two. What were some of those key notes, those big improvements that you saw from that week one game to last week?
You know, I just thought fundamentally, I thought our guys were more confident in what they were doing. They were in the right spot. Offensively, they didn't have to second guess themselves with the some of the play calls. They just, you know, after doing it for another week in practice, I thought, they were doing a better job. So I think confidence-wise, you know, is kind of the big thing that, helped them out there on the offensive side of the ball. And defensively, I thought, honestly, we were out of alignment, you know, more often than I would like. So we still got some improvement to do there, but hopefully we can fix that this week.
Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler joining us here. Our locker room chat this week brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, and also Hilltop Creations. Axtell gets Rock Hills coming up in week 3. We'll preview that matchup right after this. Continuing on with Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, also Hilltop Creations as well. Coach, you get a Rock Hills team this week that's only got 1 game in. They were scheduled to play Lynn in week 1. They had to back out. They were able to play last week. They lost to Lakeside down 64-6. The little tape that you got and the preparation that you've put into this point, what stands out about the Grizzlies and what problems could they present this week?
Well, you know, like you said, they didn't play week 1, so we only have 1 film on them. And you just said, you know, earlier that, you know, teams get better from week 1 to week 2. So even though, you know, they played a tough Lakeside team, which I see in some of the polls, Lakeside's ranked 5th. So they're good enough to make, you know, some average teams look a little more poor. So I expect Rock Hills to, you know, get quite a bit better between last week and this week being there. This being their second game, but you know what they do offensively is nothing fancy. They're just going to line it up and say here it is and try to stop us and I think that'll, you know, be a good test for us on Friday night to, you know, see if we can stop some of their run game. They're, you know, predominantly more run than pass, but at the same time I expect them you know, like I said, just throw new plays at us, just being their second game. And, you know, they also got a new coach, so it's kind of hard to, you know, play for, you know, somebody that's in their second game with a new coach that implementing a new system. So I expect them to be quite a bit better in the second game, you know, other than what they did in last week.
You mentioned, you know, they're going to line up offensively and they're not going to throw anything too crazy at you, pretty fundamentally sound. Is there a team that you can kind of compare them to in terms of maybe the TBL teams that you see more often than them?
Well, you know, that's a great question. Every team just, you know, is a little bit different, you know, than the last team. You know, last week Blue Valley just tried, you know, they were going to line it up and you know, just going to say, hey, we're going to throw it at you and we'll just see if you guys can stop that. And you know, this week, Rocky Hills is, you know, like I said, last week anyway, was look like they're just going to predominantly more run it at you. So, you know, so far, maybe not, you know, compare-wise, but, you know, comparison between last week and this week is, you know, they don't do nothing fancy in their offense. You know, they just didn't say, here it is, and go ahead and try to stop.
Last question before we get you out of here, Coach. How's the preparation been this week, and what are some of the keys to the game for Friday night this week?
Well, you know, it's just every week. Like I said earlier, our motto is, you know, get better every day. And you know, the cooler weather just seems to give the kids more energy in practice. And so, you know, anytime you get that, I think you get better results out of that. And this week's Friday night's game, I think we just need to stay focused and you know, play one game at a time. And like we said, get better in every practice and in every single game. And I think what we need to do is stay more fundamentally sound on defense. And hopefully that'll prepare us for, you know, Rock Hills Friday night and the games going forward.
Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler joining us. His Eagles off to a 2-0 start. They get Rock Hills coming up on Friday night. Coach, as always, appreciate the time and good luck this week.
All right. Thank you.